transcribed.
Hey, Jerry, got a cigarette?
Have I got a cigarette? Dean, I've got the cigarette.
You mean Chesterfield?
I mean Chesterfield.
I'm with you.
Which means the Chesterfield, first cigarette with premium quality in both regular and king size, brings you the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show.
Chesterfield is best for you, much milder, better tasting too. They're today's best cigarette buy.
Come on, smokers, why don't you try?
Chesterfield,
best for you.
Chesterfield, best for you. Regular, king size, either way. Make it Chesterfield's today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to bring you our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. Well, once again, we're all ready to open another pack of Chesterfields and another show. While my partner Jerry's off stage unrolling the hoops from another barrel of laughs, I'm going to spend the next couple of normal minutes unrolling a song. So, Richard, let's try Thumbelina.
Thumbelina, Thumbelina, tiny little thing. Thumbelina dance, Thumbelina sing. Oh, Thumbelina, what's the difference if you're very small? When your heart is full of love, you're 9 feet tall. Though you're no bigger than my thumb, than my thumb, than my thumb. Sweet Thumbelina, don't be glum. Now, 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 ah-ha-ha, come, come, come. Thumbelina, Thumbelina, tiny little thing. Thumbelina dance, Thumbelina sing. Oh, Thumbelina, what's the difference if you're very small? When your heart is full of love, you're 9 feet tall. Than my toe, sweet Thumbelina, keep that glow, and you'll grow, and you'll grow, and you'll grow. Thumbelina, Thumbelina, tiny little thing. Thumbelina dance, Thumbelina sing. Oh, Thumbelina, what's the difference if you're very small? When your heart is full of love, you're 9 feet tall.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. When my partner Jerry comes out here, don't be misled by his zany antics. He may do goofy things, but take it from me, Jerry's mind is as sharp as a tack.
That's because my head comes to a point.
Jeepers creepers, it's Jerry Lewis. You were late again for rehearsal today, Jer, but I know there's a good excuse.
Okay, let's have it.
Well, you... No, Jer, you're supposed to have the excuse.
I haven't. Believe me, it's a dilly. My cousin Amos just got married.
Amos?
We only call him Amos for short. His full name is Ignoramus.
Oh. Is that the clever cousin who throws pianos off the roof?
No, the stupid one who catches them.
Oh. So you were late because you went to Amos's wedding?
Yeah, the invitation said formal, white tie only. Believe me, when I got there, I sure was embarrassed.
Embarrassed?
Yeah, everybody else was wearing suits.
Oh! Ah, so good old Amos finally got married.
Yeah, he eloped with the girl from the third floor of his apartment house.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
He was supposed to elope with the girl from the fourth floor, but the ladder didn't reach.
Oh, I see.
And you know the old saying.
How can you get a laugh on IC? Well, what do you know? So good old Amos finally got married. Jerry, who gave the bride away?
Bert Parks.
Bert Parks?
Yeah, Amos was a winner on Stop the Clock.
I wondered when they start to give away people. Well, so good old Amos finally got married. Looks like the old gang is breaking up.
Yeah, this week, Amos. Last week, my old friend Pepe Wiener got married.
Pepe Wiener? The one who works in the wine company?
Yep. You know, Pepe got promoted to the head of the payroll department. He signs all the paychecks for the company.
You don't say. How come they gave him such an important job?
They had to. He was the only one there who could spell Manischewitz.
You know, Jerry, all this marriage talk makes me wonder. You and I have been knocking around an awful lot in the past few years.
Yeah, eating in restaurants, washing our own shirts.
That's it. Tell me, Jerry, did you ever think seriously of getting married?
Lots of times, Dean.
Why didn't you?
You never asked me, Booby.
Jerry, what I mean is you should... What I mean is you should meet a nice girl, bring her home, and introduce her to your family.
Never, never. Is that clear?
I guess so, yeah.
I once brought a girl home and introduced her to my uncle.
What happened?
She's now my aunt.
Oh! Well, you must have been all broken up about that, Jerry.
Oh, indeed, I was. I rushed right down to the river to throw myself in. When I got there, the river was frozen.
What'd you do?
I went skating instead.
Well, that figures.
And that's where I met my new girl, Sheba.
Sheba? How did she get the name Sheba?
As soon as her father saw her, he yelled for the stork to come back.
Sheba must be quite a doll. How would you describe her figure? Is it petite?
No, that's not the word.
Curvaceous?
No, that's not the word.
Dainty?
No, that's not the word.
Jerry, for a guy who's in love with you, your memory sure is lousy.
That's the word.
Oh. Then what is she? Too fat or too thin?
Too short. I took her to the drugstore for a soda, and would you believe it, Dean? Her feet didn't even touch the floor.
Well, lots of little girls' feet don't touch the floor.
When they stand up?
I don't know. Well, that really is short. Well, Jerry, you must have seen something in this creature to fall in love with, huh?
Oh, yes, indeed. Dean, ask me about her nose. Her nose. Ask about it. Hers.
Okay. What about her nose?
Now, whatever made you think of asking that, Dean?
Oh, I've been reading the fashion magazines. Noses are coming back.
Not like Sheba's, Dean. You've seen people with turned-up noses like they're trying to smell something?
Yeah.
Well, Sheba's turns down like she just smelled it.
Years ahead of them all. Chesterfield is years ahead of them all. The quality contrast between Chesterfield and other leading brands is a revealing story. Recent chemical analyses give an index of good quality for the country's six leading cigarette brands. The index of good quality table, which is a ratio of high sugar to low nicotine, shows Chesterfield quality highest.
Chesterfield quality highest.
15% higher than its nearest competitor.
Chesterfield quality highest.
31% higher than the average of the five other leading brands.
Yes, Chesterfield is first with premium quality in both regular and king size.
Don't you want to try a cigarette with a record like this? Chesterfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, for my next song, I want to...
Dean, excuse me for interrupting you, but look at this wonderful letter I just got from our fan clubs.
What's it all about, Jerry?
It's an answer to our muscular dystrophy announcements. The Martin and Lewis fan clubs throughout the nation have just sent us a very generous contribution to help science find a cure for this vicious disease.
That's real great, Jer. And if I ever felt like putting my heart into a song, it's right now. Play, Richard.
Kissing her now. Do you think she's blue? Did she say we're through? Has she found someone new? Have you seen the way she looks now? does she act the same when she hears my name? Does she say who's to blame? My arms are empty, my nights are long and lonely. I miss her so. Each new tomorrow can only bring me sorrow. I love her so. Still, I'd like to know if it's true. Won't you tell me? Have you it's true, won't you tell me?
The pleasant duty of introducing our guest star.
Oh, who is it? Pray tell.
Well, I'll kind of give you a hint. Our guest star is glamorous, has silky hair, beautiful teeth.
Is it animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Now, wait a minute. What vegetable can you think of that has silky hair and beautiful teeth?
A sexy ear of corn.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard the expression that a woman is nothing but a rag, a bone, and a hank of hair. Well, we're ready to prove that it's not the materials that go into it that count. It's what comes off the assembly line. And with our guest tonight, the assembly line produced perfection in the beauty, charm, and talent departments. Here is Miss Lorraine Day. Welcome, Lorraine.
Thank you. You know, Dean, it's a double pleasure to be here because not only is it fun to be with you and Jerry, but we practically all have the same sponsor. You know, the New York Giants games are broadcast by Chesterfield.
Hey! You know, that's right. So this welcome is a doubleheader.
Correct. Well, Jerry, aren't you going to say something to me?
I'm a scared. You're a lady girl, and I don't know what to say to lady girls.
Jerry, you don't have any problem with Lorraine. Talk to her like you'd talk to a boy.
Like I talk to a boy? Miss Day?
Yes?
Want to go out in the alley and see who can spit closest to the wall?
Did you hear that, Lorraine? See who can spit closest to the wall.
Jerry?
Yeah?
For how much?
Oh. Well, this is a surprise, Lorraine. I thought your main athletic interest would be baseball since you're married to Leo DeRocher.
Leo DeRocher? Egad, what a temper he has. I once saw him ball out an umpire for 20 minutes.
Oh, so what? Lots of baseball managers ball out an umpire for 20 minutes.
During the football season?
your time talking about sports with this kid.
Dean Martin, you said a falsehood lie. Did I ever tell you about the time I was attending FCT?
FCT? I've never heard of that school.
You never heard of Fish Cannery Tech?
Fish Cannery Tech?
I was majoring in sardine.
Oh. A sardine major. Well, Jerry, how did you do in tuna?
I passed flake, but I flunked chunk.
But chunk is such an easy course. How could you flunk it?
I kept eating my homework.
Delicious too,
yeah.
Jerry, at Fish Cannery Tech, what sports did you go in for? Were you on the live bait team?
No, I was disqualified. I kept falling off the hook. But I was with the yo-yo team.
What position?
Substitute string changer.
That figures.
Jerry, you surprise me. Why, Jerry, you're a real athlete.
Oh, yes, indeed, indeed, Miss D. Why, in baseball, I was a bad boy.
That figures, too. You're built like a bat boy.
Read that right.
I'm sorry. You're built like a bat boy.
Splendid.
But you never really got to play baseball, did you, Jerry?
Oh, I did so, too. I'll never forget the final game of the season.
What happened?
We were playing Valley High. It was the South Pacific League. The score was 150 to 150. It was a pitcher's duel. Uh-huh. Then in the second inning, I came up. So I hit the ball. Zowie! Over that fence! It kept going, 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 boy. That was 3 years ago, and for all I know, that ball is still traveling.
Now, won't you wait a minute, Jerry? I've heard of baseballs being hit far, but no ball could stay in the air for 3 years.
Shall I autograph this for you, Booby?
Oh, stop it, Jerry. Why don't you cut out the lies? Anybody like you could never be a baseball player.
I wouldn't say that, Dean. Some of our greatest stars have been rather peculiar people. As a matter of fact, one came from the hillbilly country and...
Not another word, Lorraine. You'll tip off our plot to tonight's play. That's George Fenneman's job. Fenneman?
Yes, Dean.
Tip off!
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Lorraine Day present a dazzling drama of the baseball diamond. It's the story of a boy from the backwoods of Tennessee who became the world's greatest home run slugger because he used a king-size Chesterfield for a bat. Entitled... He hit them one-fifth longer.
Today, you look sort of naked without your beard.
Yep, Pappy. After 10 years, I finally cut my beard off. And guess what I found out?
What?
This here shirt's got a collar.
My pretty, too. What collar was it?
Dang it all, Pappy. That there telegram has been lying on the floor for 6 months, and it's a-bothering me.
Why, don't you know what it says?
I don't even know who it's for.
I'll read it, son. Remember, I went to school for one day. It says here, to Clem Lewis, 629 Chillin Drive, Mangy Corners, Tennessee. I am scout for New York Giants, arriving today to offer you contract. Signed, Lorraine Day.
There's someone at the door. It's your turn, Pappy.
No, it's your turn, Clem.
No, I remember. It's your turn, Pappy.
No, it's your turn, Clem.
Okay. Come in.
Hello there. I'm the baseball scout, Lorraine Day.
Ah-ha! Shucks, ma'am. You're prettier than a mess of hog fat simmering in a noonday sun.
I think.
Man, we can sure tell you ain't a gal from around here.
By your face.
What do you mean?
You got one.
I must look a mess after all the traveling I've done. Do you people have a mirror?
A what, ma'am?
A mirror. Oh, well, after you wash, what do you look at to make sure the dirt is all gone?
The towel.
Yep, the towel.
Well, I'd like to tidy up. Where do you folks wash?
In the spring.
She said where, not when.
Oh.
You know, Mr. Pappy, it's unusual to find people playing baseball way out here. I didn't think you had the equipment.
Ma'am, we make our own baseball equipment out of our cows.
Yeah, we use the leg bone for a bat.
The tail to dust off the home plate.
The ribs for a catcher's mask and a hide to make baseball shoes.
Clem, I notice you're wearing an outfielder's glove.
Yep, ma'am. That comes from the cow, too.
Any questions, ma'am?
Well, now that I've had a good look at your son, Mr. Pappy, I don't think he could last a whole season.
Ma'am, I reckon the reason I'm so pea-unit is because of my appetite.
Yep, Clem here eats like a bird.
Well, that's nothing. I eat like a bird myself.
Gosh, ma'am, you mean you like worms, too?
No, Clem. You sign with us, and at the training table, you'll eat like a king. You'll have fresh milk, juicy steaks, charcoal broiled lamb chops, pheasant.
Fresh milk, steaks, lamb chops, pheasant. Pappy.
What?
I think I'm going to throw up.
Forget it, Clem. Where's the contract, gal?
Oh, here's the contract, but we'll need somebody to witness it.
Here comes two of my older young'uns. Leif and Rafe.
You'd like to witness contract, Leif?
Da, da, da.
Would you like to witness the contract, Rafe?
Sir?
Rafe's a West Point man.
I ain't gonna witness no contract, Pappy. I'm tired.
Now, Clem, sign the contract, and in a year you'll have no financial worries.
We ain't got no financial worries anymore, ma'am.
Nope, we just made the final payment on our hair toothbrush.
Oh, you must be kidding. There are 14 of you in the family. How can 14 people use one toothbrush?
Ma'am, it's a long one.
It's unsanitary.
No, it ain't, ma'am. Each one of us got our bristles roped off.
Yep, roped off. That's right.
You gotta sign, Clem. With the money you make, you can stock this farm. Come on now. Sign and I'll fly you right down to training camp.
Fly? And the deal's off. I fleed once. But I ain't going up twice.
Clem is a scared. The last time he flewed in the airplane, his ears started popping.
Yeah, and a lady there said that chewing gum would stop the popping.
Well, didn't the chewing gum do the trick?
Yep, but it took 3 weeks to get the gum out of my ear.
Chesterfield is best for you. Just listen to the record.
For a full year and 2 months, a doctor has been making regular examinations of a group of Chesterfield smokers, and he reports no adverse effects to the nose, throat, and sinuses from smoking Chesterfields.
Don't you want to try a cigarette with a record like this? Chesterfield, first with premium quality in both regular and king size. Chesterfield, first choice with Young America. And that's from a survey of 274 colleges and universities. Try Chesterfield's today. Remember, Chesterfield is America's best cigarette buy.
Ladies and gentlemen, before my next song, I'd like to tell the many nice people who have been asking us about our next TV show that we'll be busting out of their home screens this coming Sunday and hope you'll be looking. And right now, I hope you'll listen to and like The Nearness of You.
It's
not the pale moon that excites me, the thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me, if you'll only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight and to feel in the night.
Wonderful, Dean. That's really big league singing.
Thanks, Lorraine. Even your compliments are in baseball talk. The game's really in your blood.
See, my blood too, Miss Day. I live baseball, dream baseball, eat baseball. Darn those cork centers.
Well, thanks for being on our show, Lorraine.
Thank you, Miss Day. You can take another turn at bat with us anytime your heart desires.
Yep. Make our show your home plate anytime.
Thank you, Dean and Jerry, and good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, friends, before we wrap this one up, there's just time for you to join us in a Chesterfield. Remember, it's the first cigarette with premium quality in both regular and king size.
Right, Dean, and like George Veneman said, Chesterfield quality is highest of the six leading brands.
Yes, Jerry, and Chesterfield is first choice of young America.
You've heard Chesterfield's story, friends. Now we hope you'll give them a try. Regular or king size, you'll find Chesterfield is best for you.
So until next week, this is Dean Martin.
And this is Jerry Lewis saying goodnight, everybody.
And God bless y'all.
From Hollywood, you've just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Produced and directed by Dick Mack. Written by Arthur Phillips and Austin Kalish. With music prepared and conducted by Dick Stabile. And this is George Fenneman reminding you to listen to Chesterfield's award-winning show, Dragnet, Sunday night on the same NBC station.
Now, new Fatima has the tip for your lips. Fatima tips of perfect cork. King size for natural filtering. Fatima quality for a much better flavor and aroma. So remember, new Fatima has the tip for your lips. Fatima. See how smooth they are.
Remember, Fatima is made by the makers of Chesterfield. Liggett and Myers, one of tobacco's most respected names.
Tonight, visit Fibber, McGee, and Molly on NBC.